when you're out in the backcountry, your friend gets caught in a slide and he's buried, that's not the time you want to get the instruction book out and start to wonder, now how does this work?
Eagle Crest Ski Patrolman Dale Gosnell has seen it happen before. Backcountry enthusiasts buy the right gear, but don't know how to use it.
It's important to have an avalanche transceiver, an avalanche probe, a shovel, and the skill to use those things, and also a companion who also has those tools and those skills.
In a year of record snowfall in the mountains around Juneau, skiers and snowboarders are easily lured to the backcountry. The Avalanche Beacon Training Park is the place to practice using the gear that's required for safe travel. The so-called Easy Search is mounted on a pole beside Raven Runout at Cropley Flats. It's powered by lithium batteries recharged by a solar panel. 6 radio-controlled units, each the size of a small briefcase, are buried beneath the snow in an area about the size of a soccer field. Those pads simulate buried victims wearing an avalanche transceiver. The machine has 3 search modes, each with increasing difficulty. Snow Safety Director Brian Davies sets it on easy, and it indicates that one avalanche victim is buried somewhere in the area.
Gonna get your probe ready.
He turns on his transceiver. Gosnell makes sure his transceiver is off.
Otherwise, you're kind of looking for each other.
Avalanche transceivers send out electromagnetic flex lines in every direction. Searchers follow those signals to the beacon that's transmitting from the buried victim. Davies and Gosnell start hiking through the heavy snow.
So unlike a real avalanche where you may have a last seen point, we don't really have a last seen point here on where to start our search. So we just need to set up our gross grid pattern as we walk across trying to find the initial signal.
Cropley Flats soon begins to feel like a big place. Davies hikes in one direction, then another. Still no beeps.
I'm just kind of probing outward in a circle, giving about 10 centimeters between each probe strike.
His pace quickens, and it appears he has a signal. He stops and probes deep into the snow. His avalanche transceiver is telling him he's closer to the victim. When he reaches the victim, the easy search is beeping and a yellow light is flashing. When the last victim is found, it beeps 3 times. If this had been a real avalanche, the chances of survival decreased dramatically after 15 minutes. It took Davies just over 11 minutes. In a real-life situation, the next step is digging out the victim.
Statistically, the average burial depth in the United States is 8/10 of a meter, or right about 3 feet. They say the average time to move a cubic meter or a cubic yard of snow, 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet, is about 10 minutes. If you are doing a multiple search, none of the beacons turn off until you have found them all, so it makes you think, because you can't turn off somebody's beacon until they've been excavated out of the snow.
The Avalanche Beacon Training Park is a collaboration of Eagle Crest, the National Ski Patrol, Juneau Mountain Rescue, Sea Dogs, and the Alaska Search and Rescue Association. The portable rugged unit is used in training by mountain rescue groups throughout Southeast Alaska. Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood also has a portable unit. Eagle Crest Snow Safety Director Davies says there's no substitute for practice if you're traveling in the backcountry. He's coined a phrase for those who don't, maritime complacency.
Our snowpack kind of leads us into getting away with a lot of stuff, but when it does go, it tends to go pretty big, and we don't want anybody hurt. We want people to be out there and enjoy, so come practice.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.